The Motherhood Channel is your trusted source to provide in-depth information from UC San Diego experts focused on pregnancy, childbirth, and the first year of life. Visit uctv.tv/motherhood for more.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for the invitation. So my name is Clinton from OBGYN REI Division. And our research focuses on male reproduction. But today, I would also highlight how our research benefits women's health, especially for those couples who undergo infertility treatment. As we all know, infertility is a very kind of increasing problem, with male factor contributes over 60%. So that's a lot. And IVF and or ICSI could help many couples to have children, including those patients in which the male partner has a non-obstructive azoospermia issue. So for NOA patients, microscopic testicular sperm extraction is the approach to get sperm from their testes for IVF or ICSI. But normally, MTS is done without any pre-diagnosis. As a result, less than half could be successful to get sperm for IVF procedure. And for others, they have to undergo the surgery without any outcome. So in some cases, before MTSE, we could collect some testicular biopsy and trying to predict the presence of a testicular sperm. But this is invasive, and also it's feasible in very limited contexts. And also because spermatogenesis is not uniform throughout the testes. If the biopsy is collected from a non-representative region, so the result will be not accurate. So there is a need for a non-invasive and accurate testicular sperm test for this procedure. So our goal is trying to develop this tool. So one phenomenon caught our attention is human semen contain many round cells. So this led us to ask if these round cells contain germ cells from all different developmental stages happening in the testes. So human semen could be a non-invasive readout of the testicular spermatogenesis. And the first step, we performed a histological assay of human semen and performed by Kara. We confirmed from early spermatogonial spermatocytes until spermatids and sperm. So they are all containing in the human semen. So which follow our hypothesis. So based on this, Miles and I co-developed a method which we named molecular semen analysis. Basically, we mined our single cell RNA-seq datasets and identify stage-specific human germ cell markers, and then run simple qPCR analysis of these markers in human semen sample, and to predict NOA spermatogenic defects. Before that, we run qPCR analysis of over 160 normal fertile semen samples, and trying to define the expression pattern of these markers. And also, initially, we identify over 60 or 80 markers, and we are trying to use the normal sample to narrow down our target list. And finally, we applied this assay to NOA semen sample, and by comparison, and trying to see their changes and predict NOA patient spermatogenic defects. So here shows one example. We analyzed 19 NOA patients who had previously undergone MTSE procedure by using three sperm markers, PRM1, PRM2, and TMP1. We found our MSE could accurately predict MTSE if the sperm retrieval had been successful. So this suggests our MSC could help to identify which patients are likely to benefit from MTSE before the surgery. So in another example, we received samples from patients who had both testicular biopsy and semen samples. Here shows one example. So this patient, by histological analysis of the testicular biopsy, we found early spermatogonial and the spermatocytes are pretty normal in this, their testes. But the post-meiotic spermatids and sperm are very rare, so suggesting a meiotic block. So by analyzing different marker from different germ cell stages, we found that our MSA could match well this diagnosis. So as you can see, the early spermatogonial and the spermatocytes, those markers are pretty normal in this patient compared to the normal fertile semen samples. But all these post-meiotic spermatids and sperm markers are dramatically reduced. So this suggests our MSA could not only predict the MTSE outcome, but also provide more detailed information about the spermatogenic defects. So overall, we propose our MSA could be a non-invasive accurate diagnostic tool for male infertility. And for future, this could be helpful for those couples planning IVF. So to reduce unnecessary surgeries and also lower financial or emotional burdens. And also this could be used for the development of male contraceptive drugs. So this project was initially initiated by Renee, our MD resident, and currently led by Raj with helps from Kara and a couple of undergraduate students. And we are now collaborating with several clinics nationwide or even international, trying to collect more samples and optimize our SE. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for about one, two questions to Dr. Tan.
Hey, Kuhn, that's awesome. And it's really nice to follow that story from, you know, starting 3 years ago. My question is, as you are growing this collaboration, do you have a set of clinical parameters for those male partners that we can get to improve prediction? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a kind of a long-term goal. Yeah, the problem is currently different clinics, they have a different kind of threshold and also different procedure for MTSE. So that's why it's very hard to have a standard kind of cutoff. So we are trying to, we contact more than 20 clinics and probably only 7 or 8. They are following WHO kind of standards. And we are trying to build up our sample or the number of samples and trying to increase the selectivity and the specificity. And for that, we could be confident to apply for a clinic. Otherwise, we are not sure if our SE is accurate or not. Yeah.
Exactly. So we can help in terms of thinking about the clinical variables that should be collected uniformly to allow you to improve the accuracy of your prediction.
Oh, that would be great. Thanks.
Any more questions for Dr. Tan? Well, thank you so much.